city felt the same. Surrounding the trees is a place to keep you safe. Is it too hard to handle? Where was I, that was all you needed. Where was I if I could just fall awake, could feel good for a while, or should I?
All right, and I know I should know this, but it's Tara Kanaranga?
Oh, no, it's Tara Kanangera.
Fuck, I knew I was gonna fuck that up. Sorry.
It does. top of the hour, folks. We are bringing you indie content, fresh and fierce. Studio today, a special guest. This is Tara
Canninger.
She's bringing us songs about her life as a young Sri Lankan woman trying to make it in the world that's being run, let's face it, by rich white men. Isn't that right, Tara?
Yes.
We'll be right back. for the best. You certified baddies. Your dad's young edge in the tech. Shawty is you. I can't explain with a text. I've been trying to change my ways. And dropping all second thoughts away.
If that's what you want.
I'ma give you all of me, might as well just be in love.
That set with Hua Li, Whipped Around. She's half Chinese and half militant rapper, BC born and based in Montreal. Aika Tomy and her song is called Everything Sparks Joy. She must have been inspired by that cleaning lady that says, you know, hold on to something like a t-shirt, and if it doesn't give you joy, just throw it away. Let it go or donate it. Anyways, Aika Tomy, the singer, is Chinese-Japanese, and she was raised in Toronto. Edwin Raphael, Mosaic in the Sun, Indian heritage, based in Montreal. Tara Kanangara, name song, born in Chilliwack, second generation Sri Lankan. Like Whatever, Hater Blockers, and Kailar Chan, she's the saxophone player. She grew up in Surrey. Energy by Junie. Junie is a K-pop artist who also grew up in Surrey. Red Velvet, Comic with Wendy Shone, vocalist, born in Korea but went to high school in Ontario. Thank you so much for tuning in to one of the Asian Heritage special episodes of the Wham Bam East Fan Show. The next program is a metal show called the 60-Minute Stage Dive with Jeremy, and I'm going to bid you all adieu before we air the Clayton pre-recorded interview from Unreal City. We'll catch you all next week and check out Clayton's band, Checked Out. Say that three times. Checked Out, Checked Out, Checked Out, Checked Out, Checked Out, Checked Out, whatever. Anyways, Checked Out, Checked Out after the break. This is DJ Benny, signing out. Bye!
Studio 6, CGSS Video Series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
I think it was a bunch of different things. Like, I was getting tired of writing about myself, and I was looking for new inspiration, and I thought it would be a good way to develop some lyrical material that would be exploring, it could explore many different sub-themes within the context.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CGSF's YouTube page, or on our website at cgsf.ca/studio6.
Hello, Clayton. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Clayton Ikuda. I play guitar and do part of the vocals in the band Checked Out.
How did you get into music?
I started playing piano when I was like, I don't know, probably like 3 or 4. And I played piano, quite classical, all the way through, and for quite a while I was doing like Royal Conservatory, and then in high school I started playing in bands, and then kind of took some time off as I started university, and then kind of near the tail end of my university times I started up a band again, and that just kind of hasn't stopped, and have had many bands since then and still do.
Awesome. Can you tell me about your past bands?
So the first band we had was called Mike at Large.
Oh, my shins hurt. My shins!
Ripping in the trees with my best friends. Doing stupid shit cause we just don't care. Buckles up tight just to hold me. Trying to get by on some cheap beer and our food. Cause this time our shins are fucked. Who the fuck cares if
a very university punk band, and then Queen's Park, which is a post-punk band in Victoria. We're still around. We play sometimes. And then I have a power violence band called Jobsite, also Victoria-based. We played last weekend in Victoria and Sled Island last year, so we're still
awesome, still Sled active. Island! That's great!
Say my name, rip my eyes. I've got enough to say. Inside this data base, over time, trust to get drowned in rave. I've got enough to say. Inside this whole game, I've got enough to say. So come and lose behind my eyes. My 10,000 state of mind. Bend down to fight the sun. What the odds to be a gun? From the god the world survived.
Russian Hall.
We are, yeah.
Yes, and tell me about your bandmates.
So there's Emma Weatherall, who does guitar and vocals and is also my partner. And then Adam Bruce, who him and I have been playing music together for quite, well, adjacent for a really long time, but this is the first time we've played in a band together, although we've kind of written some music together. And then Jacob Lamour, who we met through a mutual friend as I moved to Vancouver, and we just became really good friends and had a mutual desire to play this type of music, and everything kind of just fell together.
Pick a song that you played tonight and tell me about it.
Probably Telepathy, which was the second last song we played. It's one of our older songs, almost entirely written by Adam Bruce, our bassist. The whole band kind of, we write depending on the song, but that one was like a brainchild of Adam, but it was just, I don't know, that guy's a genius sometimes, most of the time. The guy's just a genius in general, but he just wrote all these like crazy parts that just like cascade into each other, and a lot of the sections aren't really repeating, but there's a lot of like really crazy dynamics. We recorded it about a year ago, and it's coming out on a split with this band Shoplifter from Victoria pretty soon, so we'll have 7 inches there. Awesome. Ordered and on their way.
Yes. Where can people follow you?
We're on Instagram. We're on all the regular streaming services. There's only a bit of our music up right now, but the rest of it's coming soon.
Awesome. And then you guys, you do the growl and the screams. Yeah. So any tips on like vocals on those or?
Honestly, for me, like I've been doing heavy vocals for a while and it didn't click at first, and there's like a trillion different YouTube tutorials and things like that. And I think heavy vocals are done in different ways depending on the person. And there was just a really good way that clicked for me. But I think like keep trying things until you hit a vocal that you can do consistently, like all practice, and you can still talk after and you're not like strained the next day. And I think when you figure that out, then you can kind of work from there.
Well, I loved your energy on stage. You guys were amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
I'm Liz, and I broadcast on Saturdays from 9 to 10 p.m. My listeners are my friends, whether I've met them in person or not. Being social creatures, people want to talk to each other and share stories, and meaningful social interactions with our friends make our days better. It means a lot to me to spend an hour every week with my friends, chatting and listening to music. Thank you for tuning in.